Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, February 14th, and coming up in today's episode, Shia Personal Law Board could approach Supreme Court against Waqf Amendment Bill. BJP's Virendra Sachdeva dismisses Atishi's Turn Delhi into UP remark amid power cut allegations. Minor schoolgirl assaulted by minor boys in Tamil Nadu, and key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi in Donald Trump's meeting. Even as Parliament ended with ruckus and verbal attacks between the ruling alliance and opposition over the contentious Waqf Amendment Bill, Shia Personal Law Board is reportedly planning to approach the Supreme Court regarding the same. The board's General Secretary Maulana Yasub Abbas vehemently criticized the proposed legislation on Thursday, which aims to bring multiple changes to the existing Waqf laws and greatly modify the way the boards have been functioning in India for decades. Mr. Abbas termed the bill as not right and announced that the board would formally oppose it and vowed to take the matter to the Supreme Court if necessary, indicating the board's determination to challenge the bill. Mr. Abbas plans to convene a meeting with the executive board of the All India Shia Personal Law Board to mobilize people against the bill. Quote, "The Waqf Amendment Bill is not right. Through the All India Shia Personal Law Board, we are opposing this bill. I will soon hold a meeting with the executive board and if necessary, we will approach the Supreme Court," unquote, he said. The bill aims to amend the Waqf Act, which governs the management of Waqf properties across India. It was first propped up last year, where after extreme ruckus in the parliament, it was sent to a joint parliamentary committee for deliberation. The panel had 16 members from the ruling regime and 11 from the opposition. The bill was cleared by the JPC with 44 amendments. The opposition claims none of their suggestions was taken and it was all the ruling party's wishes, as by sheer numbers, the opposition was in the minority by default. Meanwhile, the Waqf Amendment Bill was tabled in both houses of the parliament, but later adjourned to March 10th. After the introduction, opposition erupted in a round of sloganeering in the Rajya Sabha, with accusations flying back and forth in the house. Trinamool accused that their dissent notes were deleted and questioned if the notes were deleted, how will the public know why the opposition was even against the bill? BJP chief JP Nadda, responding to accusations by leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, angrily said that opposition was an anti-national party and only interested in minority appeasement. Eventually, following a meeting between opposition MPs, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, a breakthrough was reached and it was decided that the dissent notes of opposition members would be included in the JPC's draft report in their original form. Speaking on the issue in Rajya Sabha, Leader of the Opposition Mr. Kharge said, and I quote, "Many members have given their dissent note, removing them from the proceedings and keeping only the majority view is condemnable and anti-democracy." Atishi is conspiring and fear-mongering, claims BJP Delhi President Virendra Sachdeva. His response comes after the outgoing Delhi Chief Minister made claims such as BJP will turn Delhi into Uttar Pradesh by stating that within 3 days of AAP losing power in the national capital, the city has been facing power cuts. Mr. Sachdeva alleged that Atishi and other Aam Aadmi Party leaders are engaged in spreading, quote, falsehoods and confusion, unquote, regarding power cuts. This is what he said. "Entire Delhi knows that for several years, Aam Aadmi Party government in collusion with private power DISCOMs have been exploiting the people. Now with the BJP government set to take over, the acting chief minister is conspiring and using fear tactics. There is no power outage anywhere in Delhi," Mr. Sachdeva said and alleged. "Acting Chief Minister and the power DISCOMs have colluded to cause unnecessary delays in fixing breakdowns." Notably, the Saffron Party is yet to form a government in the national capital after winning a historic mandate and coming back to power in the capital after a break of almost 3 decades. However, sources suggest that the swearing-in could happen soon after Prime Minister Modi returns from his US visit. Mr. Sachdeva's statements come as a response to claims made by the outgoing Delhi Chief Minister Atishi that within 3 days of AAP's ouster from power in Delhi, more than 40 outages were reported from different areas of the city. And people have now started buying inverters. Quote, In the last 3 days, I have received several complaints about power cuts in Delhi. Does this indicate the collapse of the power sector within just 3 days? It clearly shows that under Arvind Kejriwal's government, the Aam Aadmi Party administration was closely monitoring and supervising the electricity infrastructure on a day-to-day basis, Atishi said, according to PTI. Meanwhile, Mohalla clinics spearheaded by Aam Aadmi Party to emphasize their commitment to affordable healthcare had come under the spotlight with multiple corruption allegations mushrooming ahead of the assembly election and are now being renamed by the Bharatiya Janata Party. Under the BJP makeover and the new central policy, Mohalla clinics will be converted to Arogya Ayush Mandir. Furthermore, the government will investigate allegations of corruption, including the ones involving the purchase and maintenance of medicines, sources have told NDTV. After the formation of the new government, the Union Health Ministry will also ask for a report from the new health minister, sources said. In a shocking incident, three class 11 students have been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a girl from a junior class from a government school in Tamil Nadu's Salem district. Apart from the students, the principal of the school is also under the police scanner for mishandling the situation. This is the latest in a series of sexual assault cases rocking the educational institutions in the state this year, from the Anna University rape case to a schoolgirl's sexual assault. This assault reportedly took place on campus on January 22nd, but it was reported only on February 5th, after a classmate told a teacher who then informed the principal the following day. However, the police have said there was a delay on the part of the principal as well. After not getting anywhere with his niece's tragedy, the girl's uncle took matters into his own hand and dialed the 1098 helpline for children in need on February 10th. Child welfare officials were looped in for the initial inquiry, after which they alerted the police. A senior cop told NDTV that the investigation is now ongoing. Police have filed charges under POCSO, or Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, and sent all three to an observation home. The officer also said action will be taken if necessary against the school authorities as well. The Salem incident is the most recent of a number of sexual assault complaints from across the state, starting with the attack on a woman student on the campus of Chennai's Anna University. The Anna University sexual assault case triggered a massive political row, with the state's main opposition party, the AIDMK, criticizing the ruling DMK over law and order situation. The Bharatiya Janata Party, a bit part player in the state's political landscape, also hit out on the ruling party. The DMK was also criticized after the accused was found to be a party sympathizer. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin last month responded to those attacks, insisting the accused, a roadside food vendor, would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, regardless of which party he votes for. Among the other recent sexual assault cases, last week, five office bearers from a privately run school in Trichy district were arrested for sexually harassing a class 4 girl. Those arrested include the school's headmistress. In that instance too, POCSO charges were filed. And on Thursday, a senior Chennai police officer, who held a joint commissioner rank, had been suspended following sexual harassment allegations by a female colleague. Faced with these many cases, the opposition has dismissed Mr. Stalin's assurances and said the sheer numbers are indicators of the declining law and order situation and the lack of security for women. Prime Minister Modi has departed from United States after his two-day visit where he met with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard and other important leaders. On his second day of the visit, he and US President Donald Trump met at the White House for bilateral talks where deals were struck and important long-term plans spanning defense, multilateral cooperation, trade, technology and energy were agreed upon by the two leaders. The meeting, which follows PM Modi's pit stop in France, came just hours after President Trump announced a new reciprocal tariff policy targeting all US trading partners, which includes India. He called out tariffs and taxes on motorcycles especially. However, during and after the meeting, PM Modi reasserted his pre-visit statement that this trip would only embolden the cordial relationship built during Trump's first stint as president between 2016 and 2020. Quote, The people of America are well aware of President Trump's motto, MAGA, Make America Great Again. The people in India, too, are focusing on heritage and development as they move forward at a fast pace with a firm resolve towards the goal of Vikasit Bharat 2047. In the language of America, it's Make India Great Again, MIGA. When America and India work together, this MAGA plus MIGA becomes a mega partnership for prosperity, and it is this mega spirit that gives us new scale and scope to our objectives, unquote, the Prime Minister had said. PM Modi and President Trump's meeting announced Compact, catalyzing opportunities for military partnership, accelerated commerce and technology for the 21st century, and initiative aims to transform bilateral cooperation across defense, investment, trade, energy, innovation, and multilateral partnerships. On the India defense front, a new 10-year framework for US-India major defense partnership will be signed later this year. Key developments include the expansion of US platforms in Indian defense services, with new deals for Javelin anti-tank missiles and Stryker armored fighting vehicles, and procurement of 6 additional P-81 maritime surveillance aircraft, acceleration of defense technology collaboration across space, air defense, missile, maritime, and undersea warfare. The US announced a policy review on releasing 5th-generation fighter jets and undersea warfare systems to India. On counterterrorism, both countries condemned Pakistan's failure to act against terrorist networks, demanding accountability for the 2611 Mumbai and Pathankot attacks, and President Trump announced that the extradition of 2611 convict Tahavud Rana to India has been approved. The development assumes importance, as previously Washington had accused an ex-Indian intelligence officer of involvement in the foiled assassination plot against what India has deemed as a Khalistani terrorist, Gurpantwan Singh Pannum, on American soil. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in September of 2023 alleged Indian involvement in the killings of Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Nijjar was shot outside a Sikh temple in Canada. However, India dismissed both of these accusations as absurd. Coming back to the deals made, on the economic front, both leaders set a new target, Mission 500, which is to increase bilateral trade by $500 billion by 2030. The Quad Alliance with PM Modi is set to host President Trump for the next Quad Leaders Summit. For better technology development, India and the US announced TRUST, Transforming the Relationship Utilizing Strategic Technology Initiative, which will facilitate partnerships between government, academia, and the private sector in critical and emerging technologies. A US-India AI roadmap is to be finalized by the end of the year. Next-generation data centers and AI processing partnerships were also announced, among multiple other deals and proposals. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.